97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome into the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews. Thank you so much for downloading another podcast of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. If you missed this week's radio show, go back and check it out. We had a great conversation, of course, with Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, who joins us at the beginning of every week's show. We also talked to our friend Jesse from Razorback Armory and Gary Kelman, who is sticking around and continuing this conversation. He joined us on the show, and Gary is sticking around for the podcast exclusive. So, Gary, thanks for putting in a little overtime with us today. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
You bet. So on the radio show, we talked about your store, the sanitizer and mask wholesale store. We'll get into that a little bit. We also talked about hiking and camping, and Gary being an avid outdoorsman. We can talk about that as well. But most importantly, I want one more time for maybe people that didn't hear the radio show to make sure they know about this great event, Shoot for the Troops, that's coming up. So before we get into anything else, can you tell folks about that event and how they can get involved?
Yeah, so it's hosted by the Joshua Chamberlain Society, which our mission is to support local and regional veterans who have been permanently injured in action or families of the deceased. We have adopted over 13 heroes or kids of the deceased heroes. And this is for life. It's just not for 1 year. We adopt them for life, and we try to fill needs where they have them. So we Shoot for the Troops is our this is our 12th annual. It's at the Black Hawk Valley Hunt Club in Old Monroe, Missouri. It's a great time. Even if you don't want to get a team together to shoot, you can come by and meet the heroes that are there, play a lot of country music for Bo.
And just me. Only for me.
Yeah, only for you. Exactly.
Now, Gary, do you have an artist coming in? Do you have an artist playing?
We don't. Not on our gala. The next year's gala, we plan on getting an artist coming in. We've talked to several. And we always have a major speaker coming in to share their stories.
Yeah.
So that's a huge event. And the people that don't like to dress up in black tie, this Shoot for the Troops is the way to go. We sell out very quickly. Our 10 o'clock flight sold out. The 8 o'clock is still a few available spots. And then we have 2 o'clock for people that just want to hang out and have fun and do the silent auction or the oral auction and hang out with the heroes and hear their stories.
That's amazing. I definitely plan on being there if I'm allowed to be Gary, if I can tag along, and I'm going to bring with me our brand new Second Amendment Radio t-shirts that I'd love to pass out and give to as many of our listeners and people that are supporting the event as possible, because I just don't think that there's very many things that would be a better way. If you're going to donate money to a charity, if you're going to help out an organization, I can't think of very many better ways to spend your charitable donation than at this event. So I hope everybody goes and checks it out. One more time, the website or anywhere that people can go to get that information so they can either be a part of the event or donate to the organization.
Yes, go to our website, Chamberlainsociety.org, and you'll see all the events and hit Shoot for the Troops, and you can register to participate or just register to stop by or just stop by and say hi like you're going to, Tony.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If you're a good shot, then maybe you want to, join in.
You know what? I'm not too bad, actually. I don't know how I'd hold up with a bunch of professionals, but I'm okay. I I'm pretty confident in my abilities and have had some had some success at skeet shoots and meet shoots in the past. So maybe I'll get the opportunity to play along a little bit. That would be a whole lot of fun. I haven't
maybe
had a
it'd
chance.
Be a good competition between you and me.
Yeah,
how about that?
I love it.
Huh?
I love it. I love
Dragon
it.
Dragon rights. Yeah, I just found your. What's that?
We could do the flurry where you send a lot of skeets
pigeons.
Out like within certain minutes, and you both have to try to shoot them all.
Nice.
Oh,
I love that.
I like it.
I love that.
I just found the Facebook page too, and I shared it on my page. So if you want, you can find it at the Bo Matthews page.
There you go.
And you've supported us in the past, Bo. We appreciate that. It is a fantastic organization. Nobody takes any money. None of us executives do. I think 96% of the donations go to the heroes or the families.
And Bo, don't you think that going to an event like that and meeting some of these heroes that have been, in some cases, very badly wounded while protecting our rights, the rights of the American citizen. Don't you think that that is a reminder, maybe could put some people back in the right state of mind after this crazy 2020 has,
absolutely
done so
absolutely.
Much division to us? Like, I just think it would be good for the soul for as many people to be a part of this event as they can.
Tony, I don't know if you know this, but after 9/11, the spring after 9/11 in 2002, my daughter at 17 years old signed up to be in the Army, and she came away. She's back home. She's safe. She's out of the Army now, but she had a good 4-year run. I'm here to tell you that no soldier comes back unharmed. They may not be physically unharmed physically harmed, but you know what? They've seen stuff that just. The normal person, me, I can't handle it. And that's why I have mad respect for it. I'm an Air Force brat. And so I would agree. And I think that a lot of times just meeting these people and letting them know that we do thank them is just so important. Even if you don't hear a story, my daughter shared one part of a little bit of a story and then she even stopped herself. She goes, I just can't talk about it. So, it's really about the comfortability level of the conversation and how close you are to that person. But, just to be able to thank them in person, because they signed up for something I didn't have the nuts to do. So, mad respect.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is great stuff. So people.
And I said nuts.
We mentioned we both know Corporal Nicely, Todd Nicely.
I've had the opportunity to meet Todd a couple times, and what an amazing man.
Yeah, so he's been, we've been helping out with some of the expenses from the Tunnel to Tower.
Yeah.
As we discussed before, and he just recently said, "Hey, I don't want to take any more donations from you guys. Why don't you give that to some of the new heroes coming in?" I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. I mean, he's just—he's an amazing leader.
Yeah,
and
sure
when he walks in a room, you can still feel his presence. He's going to be at the shoot. His whole family is amazing.
That's incredible.
And he's a great person to meet.
Yeah, that's one of the most proud moments of the history of 97.1 FM Talk is when the Tunnel for Towers organization was just getting started. It wasn't, they weren't airing commercials on Fox News Channel or anything yet, and they had just connected with Gary Sinise and we did an event here on 97.1. It's been, it feels like 10 years ago. Could it really have been that long ago? It really feels like it. And it was to help raise money for the Tunnel to Towers, the Siller organization, and Corporal Nicely and all that. And it was just really eye-opening and, to get a firsthand account and hear from these guys and what they go through and the experiences that they've had. And I just can't say enough. So it's Shoot for the Troops organization, Jocelyn Chamberlain organization. I'm going to be there. I hope everybody else can be out there or donate if you can. And hopefully we see as many people as possible out there. So,
can I punch in here real quick?
Yeah,
Gary did mention on the air that, Joshua Chamberlain Society does, black tie events. This is more of an outdoorsy kind of event. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a black tie kind of guy. Mm. And, Matt Cutler real good, right, Gary?
Yes. We're on the board together. Yes.
Dude, he has asked me so many times to come down to your black tie event and I've never done it. So will he be at this event coming up?
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah, we're there at 6 in the morning. So come by. And, you know, we usually have, you know, some of our, you know, past Cardinal friends, you know, Mabry, you know, Matheny shows up. You know, we got a lot of great people that support us.
That's wonderful.
Well, I hope to make it out there.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Well, I'll pick you up.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do it.
I'm dead serious. I'll pick you up. We'll head out there together. It'll be great.
Are we going to talk about the sanitizers and masks? Because I got a question.
Yeah. So Gary hands in so many things. You know, we didn't even talk about. You're comfortable talking about the Z-Bones, right, Gary? I mean, I mentioned those on the air. That's another super cool. I bought a pair of these headphones a couple weeks ago from Gary, and just blown away by these headphones that they go by your ears, but they're not in your ears, and you're actually hearing the sound through your cheekbones or something crazy. It's wild, but
is it loud? Does it sound good?
It sounds great. It sounds great, and I can't imagine what that would do for somebody who has a hearing impairment who can't hear sound the normal way. I don't know if that's offensive
in your ear holes.
but it
has helped some.
Yeah,
it helps some people with hearing loss, and some it does not help. So it's dependent on what type of hearing loss you have.
Well, they're amazing. Go ahead, Gary.
It's a military technology, and even Beethoven used it with a tuning fork. He would set the tuner on his teeth bones, and he'd be able to feel the vibrations. So that similar concept is like the Z-Bones. It sets on your cheekbone, and the vibrations go around your eardrum directly to your cochlea. So it bypasses your eardrums. Moving on to that, speaking about outdoors, we landed the Mossy Oak outdoor license. So we have a whole line of Mossy Oak Z-Bone headphones. They're Bluetooth. You can use it outside and, you know, in the outdoors because it would be hard to hear.
Yeah, they're awesome. I have been using mine constantly since I got them from you a couple weeks ago. Go, Bo.
Can you do phone calls on them?
Yes. Yep. You can do phone calls. You can listen to music. It's very smart, and our next generation is all AI. So you can talk to your phone without even looking at your phone.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
I was just
in the market for new earbuds, and because when I chainsaw when I'm working outside, I use the regular earbuds. It, you know, like the latest pair I just bought was DeWalt, and they sound great because they close off my ear holes. And a buddy of mine was like, no, you got to do these. And he sent me a picture of them. I'm like, what in the heck? There's no way. But he swears by them.
Yeah.
So no. I didn't know you were into that.
Bo,
dude,
seriously.
You've been an entrepreneur for as long as I've known you, from the LED belly button lights. Congratulations. I just want to say that.
I just love to start things and move on after it's ran its path. So it's a lot of fun. And then in the sanitizer mask store, we meet some amazing people. We have so many veterans. It's like the weekend is Veterans Weekend. There's so many that come in. So I'm so happy to hear their stories. And we're making veteran masks for them,
along with
some awesome line of Halloween masks and hunting masks and all kinds of stuff. So we have a lot more fun, keeping safe, even if you believe or don't believe in masks. We got something for everybody there.
Yeah. So the sanitizer and mask wholesale store, there's one in St. Charles County on Mexico Road, and there is one in Fairview Heights, and maybe a third location coming. I know that you guys have been looking. Maybe not. We'll see. But you know, with one in St. Charles County and one in Fairview Heights, if you're in the St. Louis area, one is not going to be too far from where you're at. And I sort of just stumbled upon the store a few months ago, and you know, we talk about the masks, obviously, and they have everything from the disposable one-use throwaway masks all the way up to the expensive, you know, N95 or silk masks that are really nice. And then all the different teams, you can get Cardinals and Blues and Mizzou masks, and you can get Trump and Biden masks, and you can get superhero masks and all of that. But then there's also all these other products. Like I told a story on the show about this little misting sanitizer little capsule thing that sprays out a mist of sanitizer that I have with me here in the studio that Chad loved when he saw it. And we talked about the gun that is another, like a, it's shaped like a gun, but it sprays out sanitizer. And then you have the alcohol-based sanitizer that everybody's used to. And then you have the non-alcohol-based sanitizer. I mean, there's just, I could go on and on, but there's just so many products that I think that people don't even realize exist out there at the sanitizer and mask store. Before we run out of time, what are a couple of those items that I think people would be shocked that you have and would love to know about, that this product is out there and exists that they can get?
Yeah, since I love the outdoors like you guys, our non-toxic disinfectant and sanitizer, 80 times more effective than bleach, we just love that. And once we educate the consumer that comes in for Lysol or other leading brands that spend billions of dollars on advertising, they walk away with this non-toxic sanitizer and disinfectant. We put those in our sanitizing guns and foggers and cold air humidifiers. You could do a lot with that and not dry your skin and with that alcohol based.
Yeah. Yeah, and you talked about when you want to throw some sanitizer in your backpack, if you're going camping or you're going hunting, if you pack the non-toxic, the non-alcohol version, you know, if something gets spilled or, you know, whatever, you know that you're not going to, it's another level of protection for yourself, but also protection for the land.
Safe for the animals, and this also helps with cuts and burns also. It's kind of like an antiseptic, so it cleans that. And if we got time for a quick story, I was out hunting, bow hunting. I do mostly archery. And I have my compound bow. 2 years ago, I was out in the woods, and a lesson for people that are using compound bows, and you got to discharge your arrow before you pack it up. It was dark, complete dark. I had my hand above the rail and discharged my bow, and it just whacked my thumb off.
Wow.
I thought it was my whole hand, and I was out in the middle of the woods in the middle of nowhere because I like to be in the middle of nowhere. And I had to make a tourniquet and drive to the nearest hospital, which is Herman, Missouri, and that's an hour away. You could, I use that disinfectant, that sanitizer on my, to help,
sterilize.
To sterilize. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Cause I've been using this for years. And we make like a cut and wound one, which is the same stuff that we have in the store. It is amazing stuff. And then obviously had to get sewn up at the Herman Hospital, which are great people there.
Hey, they had a needle and thread. They're good.
I just use mine to clean my keyboard, not my detached thumb.
Exactly. Yeah, the lesson to people that use compound bows: don't put your hand above the railing when you discharge the arrow.
Dang. That's Bo, we talked about on the show. We're gonna use the sanitizer mask wholesale store and their count of masks as the official poll for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, the official election poll. And Gary, you said that the Trump masks are outselling the Biden masks about 50-1.
Yes, and it's no joke. We would have never guessed that. That's at the St. Fairview Heights store as well, which is it's very consistent. We know we have conservative counties that our stores are in, but it is amazing.
Still, yeah.
And even at the Freedom Rally, we were at the Freedom Rally last week that a lot of your 97.1 personalities were at, and you know, nobody was wearing masks, but they were still buying the Trump mask.
So,
hey, by the way, because Gary, you're such an entrepreneur, I'll tell you, my dad's in Jersey, and he said that they are coming up short on toilet paper and paper towels again. So you might want to get that on your list of items to sell on your website.
We do have white cotton masks that's reusable. you can send some to him.
I'm talking about toilet paper, man. Toilet paper.
If you can't find any, the best bet is reusable cotton masks. Right?
Any port in a storm, Bo. Any port in a storm.
Too funny.
Bo,
oh,
you
my
said
gosh.
You were looking at some of the products there on the website. Do you see anything else that sort of piques your interest there? Because it really is incredible, all the stuff that they have at the sanitizer and mask
store. It is. And really, I think your customers got to be a lot of companies because you're doing the thermometers, you're doing the gloves and the gowns and the home test kit, which I think is fantastic. But the sanitizer gun does look really cool. Do you have the thermometers that look like a gun too?
Yes, we do. We have even the real high tech ones too. That when you walk in the door, it recognizes your face and tells you what your temperature is.
Oh boy!
Oh, nice!
Wow!
You know what? One last story. I'll tell people about the antibody test kit that you have there, because I thought that was a blood test that you had to go to So explain that.
It's a blood prick test, and it will only tell you a positive or negative if you have that antibody. So if you've never been sick, it's not effective. But if you are sick, it will tell you if you have that antibody. 80% to 95% accurate. So it's not the end all. You still got to get the nasal testing or the saliva testing right now until some of the new stuff comes out. But it's a quick test if you think you might have it.
Wow. So it would tell you, so you can only, it'll only work if you're currently sick or like currently experiencing, or you could take it to see if you, or could you take it to see if you have had it? Yeah, if the antibodies exist.
Yes, if you have had it, if you have the antibody, yes.
Okay.
If you have had it or currently have it, it'll mark that if you do.
Well, if you're coughing a whole lot, don't go into the store to buy the antibody test, but send somebody healthy to get it for you.
But if you do go into the store, get you.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, Bo.
If you go into the store, just buy you a Biden mask, because obviously there's a surplus of those right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, there's so many more things we can talk to Gary about. We got to get him back on the show sometime real soon, because there's more products and there's more companies to talk about. Like he said, he starts a lot of things and there's a lot to talk about. So, Gary, we'll have to have you back on sometime soon, back on the show, back on the podcast with us. But before we let you go, one more time, give the website for the Shoot for the Troops event and also give the website for the Wholesale and Mask store so people can come out there and check you out.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, guys. And what's closest to my heart is the Shoot for the Troops and helping the veterans. And that's ChamberlainSociety.org. Go there and get all the information you want. See some videos of the past shows. The shoots we've had, meet some of the heroes that are on, and then the sanitizer and mask store. We got everything for everybody. Sanitizer and masks with an S .store.
Yeah, very
and
unique
hopefully
website.
See you guys out there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know I'll be out there. I mean,
yes.
What have I been out there 8 of the last 10 Saturdays or something? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you got to get your ice from QT. So.
Exactly. I can't get a fountain soda from the QT in Florissant, so I go to the QT right next to the sanitizer and mask store. Kill two birds with one stone. Maybe go to Target. Maybe go to Home Depot. It's all right there. So it's been.
Yeah. What time do we need to be out there if we want to shoot?
Let's see, you can be there at 8 o'clock for that flight or 2 o'clock. The 10 o'clock's taken, but we can squeeze you guys in because there's a lot of last minute dropouts. You can jump in it with any team, or you guys can do it yourself.
I just want to go one-on-one with Bo. If we can make that happen.
Yeah, he does.
We will set that up for you, and we'll make sure you're on the video.
We
can put you on the website.
And we'll put that on our website, too. That'll be a whole lot of fun. We'll have to do a little we'll have some fun with the show. We'll do some video, do some audio for the listeners here, and that'll be
Love
a whole
it.
Lot of fun. What a great, great event, Shoot for the Troops, October 3rd. Make sure you guys donate if you can and get out there also if you can. And
no black tie needed.
We're going to be there. Yeah, no black tie.
Yes.
No black tie needed. Gary Kelman, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for everything that you do for the troops and the organizations that you're a part of. Thanks for supporting the radio stations, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you again soon.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
You bet. All right. That's going to do it for this edition of the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. For my producer, Chad Ellis, and my partner, Bo Matthews, I am Tony Colombo. We'll see you next time for another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.